This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. Now, to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting out that mail for delivery. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers who are out there keeping America rolling along. We appreciate everything you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we talked initially about North Korea touching off some missiles. We got that out of the way. We talked about the Border Patrol having 50 shots fired at them from the Mexican side of the border. We talked about the fact that they're going to add a person to the boats, apparently, who's going to man that 30 caliber machine gun up on the nose. And next time they patrol, there'll be somebody there, fingers on the trigger, ready to go in case that happens again. But we also had this big ICE raid in Mississippi, and one of the plants, and you found out some very interesting stuff. I believe it had something to do with the plant in Morton, Mississippi. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, we have this cat by the name of Huo Yu Liang. I guess it's how you
I don't know who a Yu Liang is, but in other words, he's not Irish. Go ahead.
He owns these plants, and he owns several of them. He is actually based out of, from what I can tell, City of Industry, which is a kind of a weird place in suburb of L.A.
Yeah, I know where it is.
And, okay, so he is the one, I mean, he's really a subcontractor then of Koch Foods, if you will.
Right.
So, Koch Foods doesn't own the plants. They may get to put their net logo on it or the name on it, but he actually owns the plants. And he's the one that was willingly, and in some cases unwillingly, hiring all these illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the illegals in these plants in Mississippi are from Guatemala.
Oh, boy.
Although some are from Mexico and some are, you know, from various other places. Now, what the media won't tell you, and they know, and I know that they know, because I watched to see who actually was commenting on it last night. The 300 or so people that were released on humanitarian reasons.
Yeah.
And that necessarily says, well, they may be a single parent or they have a child and nobody else is there to take care of the child. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they still, that doesn't mean that they're released and we're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Several of these people, by the way, this all came to our attention because Homeland Security investigators / FBI put informants inside the plant. They had at least two informants.
Okay.
That's where all this generates from.
Okay.
For at least a year.
Yeah.
At least a year.
Yep.
Several of these illegals were wearing the ankle bracelets. Mm-hmm. Now, what that really means is they'd already come into the United States. They've already been caught. We put them on an ankle bracelet, and they're waiting for their cases to be adjudicated before a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them had IDs with Social Security numbers of people that really do exist, so there was at least four cases that were enough to get the search warrant of stolen identity.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the others, in fact, all of them that I can tell, came into the United States illegally. Almost none of them had the I-9 form, which says, hey, you have this work permit that you can stay here and work on a temporary basis.
Mm-hmm.
Some had already been deported on forced deportation going back as far as 2010,
mm-hmm.
and here they are again. So what we have here is an employer that he has actually a couple of front companies.
Uh-huh.
And so when the FBI and Homeland Security investigators went into these plants, they not only, you know, arrested all these people and went through them case by case by case.
Right.
But they also took, and I don't know how he's going to do a hiring thing, but they also took computers, routers, files, zip drives, CD-ROMs, all these other kinds of things, because now we believe that several people there were operating under the same name and same Social Security number.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really quite fascinating what was going on here. And it's not like we just went in there and did a happenstance raid. That's not the case.
No.
We had at least two informants. The informants had been passing along information back to Homeland Security. The other thing is he was in complete, this cat that owns this place, he was in complete violation of E-Verify. So in violation of E-Verify, it's the law says,
mm-hmm.
for each violation, there's a $3,000 fine, and it could be some jail time.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
All right, well, hold that.
180 times 3,000 could get expensive.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Epstein case, which got kind of wild yesterday with some of the names that were tossed in there. Some very famous, big-time Democratic names. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, this segment brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, what do two 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they all belong to the USCCA, and that number is continuing to climb because right now, you probably have already guessed it, people are searching for, quote, gun insurance or, quote, ways to protect themselves and so that they don't get sued or don't wind up getting arrested by the police, or if they do, for defending themselves, that they've got a means of having an attorney at their fingertips. And that's what the USCCA is all about. Now, to find out more about what they do and to get a chance to win the free gun a day giveaway that they give every day, changes, rolls over at midnight, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there, dead center of the page, and take a chance at winning the free gun, number one. Number two, look at the three levels of membership that they have. You can become three different levels of membership, A, B, and C, kind of like one of those good, better, best deals. But if you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine and some great USCCA gear, too. So that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. You'll be glad you did. You'll have peace of mind and carry on at ease. All right, Tinny Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Well, let's see. Let's go to the Epstein case, which got very interesting yesterday because some big-time, heavy-duty names got brought to the forefront in this investigation.
Well, they've been out there forever. There's about 2 million documents that are part of this case, at a minimum. The judge ordered a specific round of around 2,000 pages to be released, which were released yesterday.
And we already know about Prince Andrew. I mean, that's a given. We already know about, you know, Bill Clinton. But, and we already know about Alan Dershowitz, although Alan Dershowitz is very happy, he says, that these 2,000 pages were released because it completely exonerates him. I'm getting to the point where I don't like that word either. But then, anyway, exoneration is kind of like the word collusion here. But anyway, we also have Bill Richardson.
Yep, former U.N. ambassador and governor.
Yeah, and I think New Mexico is where Epstein also had another ranch.
That's right, which Richardson visited. Mm-hmm.
And then we have George
Mitchell,
who I think is or was the father of Andrea Mitchell. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. U.S. Senator from Maine. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think. George is Andrea's father, but I'm not sure. Anyway, what we have in these documents so far, and I've been through some of the pages, not all the pages by a long stretch. I was reading all kinds of stuff yesterday. Is now that Epstein had quite the black book, and he rolled in some very influential elite circles,
mm-hmm.
and then other people, because of his wealth and whatnot, rolled in his circles. So you're going to have some pretty big names in these documents. And so yesterday we were introduced with two more, being Mitchell and Richardson. So now what's going to happen here, you notice that the royal family has not said a single word on
Correct.
Any of this. Not
Correct.
A word.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But this is just putting some things in context. So we also have the fact that his wealth, where his wealth was, where he made it. We also had the one name that always seems to escape everybody, too, is Leslie Wexner. Leslie Wexner owns Limited Stores, which at the time included Limited, mm-hmm. Victoria's Secret, and I think there was one or two others. Very, very wealthy man.
Okay.
And Leslie Wexner will tell you that he's pretty upset because apparently in Epstein's hedge fund that he lost some money for Leslie Wexner, and so they broke off the relationship, apparently. I don't know. But Mar-a-Lago is mentioned in here, too. And the reason Mar-a-Lago is mentioned is one particular man worked maintenance or something at Mar-a-Lago, and he was able to get his daughter a job there, too. And apparently that's where some of these interactions came with some of these girls at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
and
that's why Trump kicked him out. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it also says in there that Trump, at one point, again, many, 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 many years ago, was on one of the flights from Palm Beach to
yep.
Newark.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, Epstein had his own plane. He was flying all kinds of fancy people all the time,
mm-hmm.
including Bill Clinton and including Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what no one's mentioning is where we have the flight logs, but where are the Secret Service reports?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to keep the daily logs of what happens, too. So I'd like to see some Secret Service documents in all of this.
Well, maybe we will, and maybe we won't. It'll probably take a court order to have that happen, won't it?
Well, I think it might be probably part of the 2 million pages that are out there that we only have 2,000 of so far.
Okay, now, you've got the FBI former agent Peter Strzok, the former assistant director Andrew McCabe, who have turned around and sued the government. They want their jobs back. They want back pay, this, that, and the other. They're trying to get out ahead of the FISA stuff that's coming, the IG inspection that's coming, the Durham inspection report that's coming. And where do you think this is going to go?
Well, I don't know that they're out trying to get out front of. Obviously, between Strzok and McCabe, I think that their lawsuits were coordinated in the timing, but I don't know that they knew that that this other whole thing was going to necessarily happen, meaning the 302s by Bruce Orr.
Yeah.
The lawsuits are not going to go anywhere. They're going to be looked at on the merit itself, and they're probably going to be thrown out on based on standing. So I'm not worried about the lawsuits. I'm just really quite amazed at what they omitted in the lawsuits. Now remember, Peter Strzok was having all these communications on government issued phones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ain't cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy had to be smart enough. I mean, at least Bruce Orr had enough sense to use some other document. I mean, some other technology, including WhatsApp. But Peter Strzok apparently didn't. But so I don't think the lawsuits are going to go anywhere. But it's real curious about why they would even bother with their lawsuits.
Now, Baltimore's. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the 302s, what they're really doing is they're validating some facts mm-hmm. that were reported to us. Not all of them, mm-hmm. but some facts that were reported to us with regard to mm-hmm. Christopher Steele and the State Department.
Now, Baltimore is back in the news this week for all the wrong reasons again. Apparently, the FBI conducted some sort of big counter-drug raid, and they arrested 90 people, dozens of weapons, and millions of dollars were absconded or taken into custody.
That happened, I think, about a week and a half ago. I'm very pleased to see some of these things, happening where, I think they did a 3-day, operation in Baltimore where mm-hmm. they had, I think they seized 51 weapons and, arrested 60 or 70 people. Clean it up. So I'm very happy with that one.
And then they had the Trump folks that were there that were helping to clean up the city, some of the really terrible areas that were there. They brought in some dumpsters and they got bags of trash, and they literally cleaned up the streets and some of the alleyways and whatnot.
Well, this particular fellow that started this, he's a real young guy, almost kind of a hippie guy, but I kind of liked him, but he decided he was going to get some volunteers and go in there and clean the place up. Well, they took away about 3 or 4 tons of trash.
Yep.
And several people took notice, so they brought in the big, huge dumpsters to have a place to put it all. But then somebody else actually came in and said, we'd like to offer you our plane, and we will fly. If you've got volunteers that want to do this, not only in Baltimore, but Detroit or yep. Philadelphia or wherever, we'll fly you there for free.
Yep. All right, and we'll continue this discussion on Monday, so you have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. You'll know what's going on when she writes about it, and you'll be ahead of the curve. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Confronted about allegations that he orchestrated a sex trafficking ring that delivered girls to him and his high-profile acquaintances, financier Jeffrey Epstein repeatedly refused to answer questions to avoid incriminating himself, according to court records released today. A partial transcript of the September 2016 depositions was included in hundreds of pages of documents placed in a public file by a federal appeals court in New York. The deposition happened almost 3 years before Epstein's July 6th arrest on sex trafficking charges in a case that brought down a cabinet secretary and launched fresh investigations into how authorities deal with Epstein through the years. The 66-year-old has continued to plead not guilty. At the time of Epstein's arrest, prosecutors said they found a trove of pictures of nude and semi-nude young women at his $77 million Manhattan mansion. Epstein's lawyers did not immediately respond to emails seeking comment. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of our military and veterans news on the weekend at this time slot is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. I'm driving around a brand new 2019 Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8 SL, 4x2 crew cab pickup. And I'll tell you what, this thing rides better than a car. Now, the leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat and power adjustable lumbar support are so comfortable. And it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system too. You want to talk about rocking a house, it'll do it. Now remember, you serve, you save, which is what brings people from all around the country to Moss Nissan to buy their vehicles. Now this is because all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all active and retired, first responders, our 911 operators too, all get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicles. That saves you thousands of dollars off a brand new vehicle. And don't forget, check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095.
Now, there are lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too, at their dealerships. They come with Moss Care, with free oil changes, tire rotation for life of the vehicle, plus much, much more. So, locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, the Moss Wholesale to the Public stores in Homosassa Springs. They have the Chevrolet dealership, Moss Family Chevrolet, which is located on Northdale Mabry in Calorwood. And coming soon to Tampa, another Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan. Phone number 727-815-3095. Website Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you even more money on your deal. Tell them when you walk in the door the captain sent you, and already that's got a $500 savings for you on whatever it is you're going to buy. All right. There has been a computer glitch. The United States Air Force Personnel Center said in an email, it's delayed pay raises for nearly 7,000 airmen. Now, it was delayed last month by a software glitch, pay raises, and I'm not sure that that has been straightened out yet. So there's a lot of people walking around the Air Force that are going, hey, man, I just made rank, or I did this, I did that, I'm supposed to get a pay raise, and it's not here. What's going on? Well, that's what's going on. Now, more than a quarter of Air Mobility Command C-130 Hercules fleet are being temporarily removed from service after an atypical cracking was found on a couple of different aircraft. So the Air Force has paused its flight ops for more than 100 of the C-130s they're flying around. Better to be safe than sorry. Now, our U.S. Defense Secretary visited South Korea as the region faced a myriad of challenges. Secretary of Defense Esper arrived in Seoul a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said South Korea agreed to pay a lot more to shoulder the costs required for the upkeep of 28,500 U.S. troops in South Korea, and that's a good thing. By the way, the president also named retired Navy SEAL Vice Admiral, the new acting director of the National Intelligence Agency. In a 1-2 punch, Donald Trump announced via Twitter both that the nation's number two intelligence official would resign and that he'd named a new acting director of national intelligence, currently the National Counterterrorism Center director, Joseph McGuire, who is a retired Navy SEAL vice admiral. Now, how did special operations troops do in shooting and tactical competition with Latin American countries? A lot of people want to know. Probably didn't even know that was going on with U.S. Special Operations Command South. Well, it was. And for the past 15 years, small groups of special operations troops from the United States and Latin America have met each year for a tactical competition while their senior leaders traded lessons learned and developed better ways to provide security, counter narcotics, trafficking, and handle disaster response across the U.S. Special Operations Command South area. Well, we're happy to report that everything went well in the United States. Troops scored highly. Now, American and Canadian fighter jets intercepted a pair of Russian Tu-95 Bear bombers in international airspace off the coast of Alaska that were flying straight towards Alaska. This comes from the North American Aerospace Defense Command. They were escorted back out of the area with no incident recorded. By the way, an airport terminal comes to a standstill after the remains of a hero of Vietnam War pilot returned home. I don't know if you heard about this, but the pilot of the aircraft was actually the son of the father whose remains were brought back on the aircraft that he was flying, commercial aircraft. A traveling journalist captured that moment of patriotism. It was narrated via Twitter. You can still find it. It's gone viral, to say the least, as a terminal full of busy travelers stopped what they were doing to give a hero's welcome to a fallen pilot from the Vietnam War. When he was brought in, everybody in the tarmac did the same thing. They all gathered together. Now, air marshals are not anything uncommon in the United States of America. But how about Afghanistan? Now, Afghanistan has got flyaway security teams that guard planes and crews on high-risk flights. You don't hear about them, but they're there. And after 15 years at war, some places stubbornly remain and have again become hostile to Western forces in the country. No doubt about that. Again, we'll see where all that goes. By the way, in the Gulf tanker crisis, Iran tries to avoid alienating allies. Not sure that's going to work. But Iran's disruptions of Persian oil oil shipments are putting the country's leaders in a difficult position as they retaliate against foes while trying not to irritate their few remaining allies. It's going to be a very, very difficult thing for them to do, I'll tell you that right now. And President Trump tore into French President Macron for sending Iran mixed signals following reports that he invited the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to this month's group of G7 to meet with President Trump. I guess what he's trying to do is spur up the peace talks and get things moving along there, trying to get the Iran and the U.S. to come together with something. Don't know what the something is, don't know if that's even going to work. Now, we've got some interesting information here about voters, according to the Heritage Action for America, that agree with conservative beliefs and principles. 4,500 likely voters in key congressional districts and around the nation. Polls reveal that 76% of all voters say the life of a baby who survives an abortion must be protected with medical care. 73% rejected political correctness. 70% do not approve of single-payer health care. 65% oppose socialism. 63% say the U.S. border crisis is an emergency. And in addition, 57% say that the Democrats are becoming increasingly extremists, while half no longer support the Democratic Party at all because it's become too liberal or too radical in its support of the radical ideas. Isn't that something? And while we live in a center-right country, Democrats still refuse to believe it. They've tried to turn it into something totally different for the last couple of decades by wanting to go socialist and then on and so forth. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Now, is that going to matter one iota one way or the other? I don't know. But you got to at least take a long look at what's going on with the Democrats because, again, the policies that we're seeing, that we're hearing about, wow. And I'm going to talk about a little bit about that when we come back from this next break because Joe Biden is going to have everybody on a skateboard with a broom handle and a bed sheet going up and down the highways if he gets elected. Wait, I'll tell you more when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Final segment, weekend edition, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. If nobody's whining about it, we just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time to go boating. A Beach to Boating Report brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise of all the 185 locations right here in the Tampa Bay area. Okay, for the weekend, the weekend's going to be the same for the next couple of days. In the morning, we'll have a few showers, thunderstorms later in the day. Winds will start out light and variable, and then in the afternoon they'll become more westerly. We'll have gusts of wind, perhaps in the thunderstorms, of up to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas will be light and variable, 1 to 2 feet in the afternoon with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is 90 degrees. The bay water temperature, 89 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:01 a.m., our low tide came and left a little while ago at 3:28 a.m., and the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is on the move. Now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you have access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations across the country,
3 in Canada and 2 in France. Yep, I said France. Now, Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports with 2 more coming. And the rumor is Gainesville, you're next. That's the rumor. Now, if you join now, you'll get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due, and then after that, you get a monthly bill, and that's it. You pay a monthly fee to be a member. Now, your membership will also give you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Just go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com or call them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get the white gloves treatment. Remember, 430 boats, 28 locations right here in the Tampa Bay area. And the rumor is they're going to Gainesville. That's the rumor. We'll see. Strictly a rumor. You know how rumors are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, America is under attack. We know that. Within 3 days during the past week, our country's been victim to deranged domestic shooters. Over 30 Americans have lost their lives. Many more wounded. Some facing lifetime injuries. To listen to the radical left and their all-too-complicit comrades, the Democrats, President Donald J. Trump is responsible for all the hate and the mass shootings. Remember, I told you, for the first 36 hours, all the messages were the same. Now, the reason for that is because the Democratic Congressional Committee, the DNC, sends out their talking points each day to their compadres to use every day. They come out. I know that because I have an email that I'm on, an email. They don't know they're sending it to me, but they are, and I see what's going on. And even before the assailants' gunpowder dried, there were calls for gunpowder and stopping the so-called hate speech by the racist Donald Trump and his supporters that headlined every fake news media story across the country. Democratic politicians came out to repeat the left's talking points. As usual, the Dems and their fake news media were united in one goal, never let a good crisis go to waste. Again, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, all part of the Cloward Piven system, all designed to circumvent our rule of law, trying to transform America to socialism. And if you really want to understand this, if you really want to understand what's going on in America, the fundamental transformation, and you can take a look and see for your own eyes what they're doing to us and what we need to do back to them, then you need to check out my buddy Kathy Chamberlain's book, Rules for Deplorables. You need to check that book out because it will tell you in no uncertain terms the Saul Alinsky Rules for Radical set up 13 different rules, how they use them against us, and how we can turn around and use them against them. Now, a weak resistance by conservatives is obvious because they're afraid of being called a racist. The left attacks against our rule of law go unpunished, and all of this has got to change. We need to wake up. We need to realize what they're doing to us. The border, the deadly gunfight down there that happens on the Mexican side, the almost shooting of Border Patrol agents firing 50 rounds at their boat. They had to make an abrupt U-turn and go back where they came from to avoid the gunfire. All of this. Now, Alinsky's tactic number one, which is used by the left to weaken our systems, is as follows. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. The enemy, according to Alinsky, is the establishment, meaning the conservatives, the capitalists, or anyone considered by the have-nots to be the haves. And Republicans, especially the rhinos, don't have any clue about Alinsky's 13 tactics that are used by the left daily, every day. Well, they better wake up. Because the shootings of this past week have nothing whatsoever to do with the lack of gun laws or the enforcement as such. We already have the laws we need to prevent these tragic events. They're simply not being enforced. And no new amount of gun laws will fix that. None. The left's goal is crying gun control after every mass shooting is another attempt at gaining power, or the illusion of same in order to take certain amounts of our guns away. They take a few away one this time, a few away the next time, so on and so forth. Well, I'm going to tell you, no matter what you hear coming out of D.C., no matter how hard they try, this is an election year. They won't take anybody's gun away. They'll try, sure they'll try, but they won't do it. And once they do accomplish legislation to take away certain weapons, quote, assault weapons, which is what their goal is, their true end goal, then they will have achieved what they set out to do, and that is socialism. It'll be easier to enforce when they remove some of these weapons that they are calling assault weapons. So don't be fooled by their self-empowering strategies. It'll be the end of society as we know it. And again, listen to me on Tuesdays. Because on Tuesdays, Kathy Chamberlain is doing a 13-week series with me on Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and the implementation of such. Now, here's something else for you before we go. Not one Democratic presidential candidate has responded to any question asked them whether or not they condemn Antifa. I'm telling you right now, I believe, I can't prove it, but I believe that there is a connection in all these shootings and Antifa. I believe there's communication going on. I think there's something going on, that group. I believe they've expanded their boundaries. They're the enforcement wing of the radical, progressive, left, liberal, socialist Democrats. That's the enforcement wing. And I believe that Antifa has something to do with these shootings. Now, hopefully we won't hear about anything this weekend. But for God's sakes, folks, if you see something, say something. And something else. If you see something, do something. Think about that for a minute. If you see something, do something. All right, well, I'll be back on Monday morning with more of Captain's America Third Watch. You can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check out all the great stuff that's over there. The podcasts are over there. Lots of different savings, different things that you can take advantage of. And I'll look forward to coming back Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. God bless America. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you all on the radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.